football for a lot of reasons, geographically, football reasons. You know, they've already beaten us the last time around up in Ballybofey 1-0. And yes, there's a lot of difficulty ahead of us today, but travel-wise and in particular on the pitch. So I think everyone knows what's ahead of them this evening, Kenny.
And oh, nobody can predict, Ollie. They came up here and had victory, of course, and you and down there and had victory. So it's kind of the third occasion, and both teams will be trying to change that run.
Yeah, I think the last time we were down here, we scored a late goal to win it. It could have gone either way. To be fair to them, they scored relatively early in the first half in Ballybofey and held on. You know, we had chances to equalise. They had a chance, actually, to go 2-0 ahead. So there's very little between the teams, as the results show, and I'm expecting very little between the teams tonight as well, like.
With the results going last night, Ollie, UCD continuing their merry ways, Galway taking victory, Shelbourne defeating Longford, and Drogheda dropping points. The whole thing is really tightening up again at the top.
Yeah, but it's going to be that way anyway. You know, more than likely it'll be that way till the end, Kenny. I mean, the six teams fighting for four spots, to put it that way, to you, you know, and that'll probably be the way it'll be right till the last day of the season. And you know, that's fully the battle that we were expecting to be hopefully in. And like, as I said at the start, if we can stay in contention for four players right to the last game at home against Cabin TV, well, yeah, we'll take that, like. But that'll be easier said than done, Kenny, you know, with starting with tonight down here.
Ollie, you have a couple of players missing through suspension, injury, etc. I see you got a couple of fellas signed in this week. So, overall, how's your squad looking tonight?
We were down a number of bodies. Unfortunately, Paddy McCourt is out long-term. Mark Coyle is both suspended and injured. Nathan Boyle didn't make it while he took a knock last weekend. He hasn't recovered. John Flynn, unfortunately, hasn't recovered either. So that side of the pitch, we were down a lot of numbers in the attacking area of the pitch. You know, the positive side is that we've got John Cavanaugh in on loan, who is a Cork lad, from Cork for the rest of the season. But you know, we could have done with maybe a few more bodies at the other end of the pitch, to put it that way to you.
Well, Ollie, it's always a tough place. We all know that, heading down to Cove, players travelling down the long journey. But I'm sure you're hopeful that you can get a positive result tonight.
Yeah, well, look, of course, you would take a draw down here any time coming down with what's ahead of you. But they're decent. And you know, I saw them 2 weeks ago in Longford. They turned Longford over 2-1, which is a serious statement in itself. And they take a lot of beating down here. But if we can get something out of it, we'll take it with open arms and go up that road, Kenny.